T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jason Barsky Show.
This is exciting. They said, do you want to interview Steve Martin and Martin Short? I was like, come on, seriously? Two of the biggest stars in comedy? Of course I will. And they join me right now. This is a surreal moment. Steve Martin, Martin Short, hello. How are you
guys? What was that?
What was what? Was there like a noise?
No, I was hearing kind of Rush Limbaugh or something.
Oh, you know what? It's because while we're recording this, Rush Limbaugh's on.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this is crazy. Steve Martin, Martin Short, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Is Martin Short there as well?
How are you?
Hey,
I'm
oh
here.
My God.
Yes,
this
I'm
is
right here.
So crazy. Wow, this is
Marty
surreal.
Marty is always here, but not here, just so you know. It's
just,
my guess.
Is that a Canadian delay? Now, you guys are coming to Wilkes-Barre, to the Mohegan Sun Arena, Casey Plaza, February 15th, Friday night. It's the Now You See Them, Soon You Won't tour. Tickets are on sale. They're available. And this is super exciting. You guys have been touring for a couple of years now.
Well, I'd say we've been touring about 4 years. What do you think, Marty, four?
Yeah,
I'd say we've had four different types of shows. First, it was a conversation between the two of us, and then it was, you know, we added a few more bits and routines, and then I brought my band in to help my section of the show because I felt I was letting the side down, and then we did the Netflix show, and now we have essentially, not an entirely new show, but mostly a new show that we're touring around now.
When I watched the Netflix special, it was a real throwback to like the golden age of comedy. I don't know what you'd call it, but like Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello and Martin and Lewis. And which of those were big influences on the two of you? Was that even something you thought about, like bringing back an old style buddy comedy on stage?
No, I think what it really is there hasn't been a comedy team for a while. You know, that's when you mention those people. But I don't think there was any intention of doing anything. It's just kind of doing what we do, trying to make it funny.
Find out that it's retro only after it's done.
As I'm looking down your resumes, both of you, it's amazing. You guys are so big. Not that that's a surprise to you. You know how big you are. That's just crazy success. How? Is it just, are you blessed with this? Is it just, how much luck goes into this?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I understand how you have the time to read Marty's resume, but where do you find the time to read mine?
My wife was like, you're going to be gone for how long? I said 3 days. She goes, what are you reading again? Steve Martin's biography. And I mean, look, the reality is here, Steve, you have so many big movies, and Marty, there's a few that you're in.
No, luck. There's a lot of luck involved. But, you know, as we all know, you have to make your own luck. So you have to be in the right place at the right time, and then get lucky. But to being in the right place at the right time, it's influenced by will and design.
Wait.
I just love the things I say sometimes. Don't you, Mark?
I know. And you know what? In fact, they're so lovely to hear. From now on, I'm going to listen to them.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that's true, though. I think it's tenacity and talent and luck. You have to have kind of all three.
You guys have been friends for a long time. Did you guys say, hey, let's do a show? Or were you just sitting around talking one day and people were like, you should take this on the road? How did this all come about?
We were asked to interview each other at the Just for Last Comedy Festival in Chicago when it was closing a couple of years ago. And it was a success, but more importantly, we had a riot doing it. And then we did a few more that kind of morphed. We kept adding elements too funny, end up with a show that you can see on Netflix.
Has anyone ever asked you, will Chevy Chase ever join you for a future tour? Is that an issue where like, oh, he doesn't talk to us anymore, or he's off in his own thing?
No, we talk, but I just suspect he's not a tour person. I just have the feeling, and our show is kind of set. If you add somebody else, even if it's Chevy, it's a lot of writing new material. It's very complicated, and this is just what happened through serendipity.
This show is not a Three Amigos reunion. It's
of course not.
The show that Steve and I created. Then you have to bring Diane Keaton up.
And there's nothing wrong. Like, your Netflix special was spectacular. I was just wondering, because you said how, you know, you keep evolving the show and you keep changing it a little bit. And I thought maybe there'd be another incarnation down the road, because every time you guys go on tour, something different happens. What do you admire the most about each other?
I This is a strange thing to say, and Marty, I've never said this before. Marty has an incredible intellect. He's very versed in politics, in social issues, and not to mention the comedy and just and his amiability. He's so easy to get along with. You know, and then there's this other talent thing, which is a whole other thing to respect him for. I sure would like it if you had said something like that back about me, Marty.
I would say that similarly, the Steve's intellect, his brain, is the most overwhelming thing about him. You know, his endless curiosity. Steve is not just... Hold on. No, but Steve isn't just... What's fascinating about Steve is that he also is equally fascinated into magic, art. He could lecture at university and certain kinds of artists. It's an amazing capacity to learn that he has, and that's very seductive in a friend.
And to be on the road with, I'm sure you have to get along a little bit, or you'll probably kill each other. But it is really amazing to see two legends of film and comedy get together at a tour of this size to come into Northeast Pennsylvania, where a lot of people skip over Northeast Pennsylvania and Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, but you're coming and we're so happy to have you. For anyone out there on the fence saying, you know, I don't know, I'll just watch one of their old movies. What would you say to those people? Buy a ticket, or is there something deeper than that?
Well, I would never say, oh, you have to buy a ticket. I mean, we like to think that the audience, when they leave their show, they're thinking, wow, that was really worth it. That was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. And that's what we go for.
And you spoke to adults, but it was a clean show, too, at least the Netflix special. I don't remember anything.
Yes.
You know, and I like that. I respect that the heck out of that, because it's easy for comedians to go up and be dirty. And you guys did
old school. When I was first starting out, and Marty, if you have something to say, just jump in, because I realize I'm talking a lot. But anyway, when I was first starting out, I had, you know, this pastiche of material, and I'm like 18 or 19 or 20, you know. And I realized that the F word would always get a laugh, always. And I started to say, okay, it's got to go. It's got to go, because we're dealing with something else. And it was so easy to get the laugh with foul language. And I thought, okay, I have to look at this a completely different way in terms of really being funny, because it's sort of an automatic laugh.
Yeah, it's a cheap way to get people to laugh, and I guess it overrides the quality of the comedy itself.
And also, thinking about Marty, you've never used any foul language on stage that I know of, except during our show.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't I do in the show, though, one? There's one.
We do, but it's shock value.
Thank you for all the years of amazing films, from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles to, I was thinking back, Inner Space. Completely forgot about that. Or I don't know if you hear about this one much, Martin Short. Three Fugitives. I was in love with that movie when I was younger. I don't know what it was.
That Fugitives was great.
Yeah, it was so good.
Thank you.
And The Jerk, one of those movies. I always put that up there with, like, one of those movies as a kid that I didn't get half the jokes. And I couldn't understand why the mom from What's Happening was in it. I couldn't figure out the dichotomy there with the family. however, over the years, I finally figured out what your special purpose was, and it all made sense, and you could watch it through decades and still get it. And now I get to see my six-year-old watch it, and he's so confused. And no, we don't do that yet, but we will get there. Steve Martin, Martin Short, it's the Now You See Them, Soon You Won't tour, Friday, February 15th, 8 o'clock, Mohegan Sun Arena at Casey Plaza here in Wilkes-Barre. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to me, guys, and have a safe travels around. Until we see
you. Thank you so much.
The Jason Barsky Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.